Okay, we'll see. Topic is all healing is self-healing. And that's a tricky topic. Because it can bring a sense of relief, and it can bring a sense of, wait a minute, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm supposed to be responsible for this or responsible for my healing? So we're going to go through several different premises of this all healing is self-healing. All healing is self-healing. If you have a cut on your hand, I can't heal that cut. I can create an environment in which that cut is more likely to heal. I can give you a Band-Aid, right? So I'm doing an environment, but I can't fix that cut. Something in you is going to heal that cut. So that's the first premise of all healing is self-healing. Some environments are better than others for healing. If I need a healing, I'm in a hospital. If I'm in an environment that I trust the nurses, I trust the doctors, I trust what's going on, that's going to be a healing environment. If I'm in the hospital and I'm in an environment that I'm scared and nobody's helping me with my fear, that's a different kind of environment. So we're going to do three premises and then we're going to put them together. First premise, all healing is self-healing. Anybody questions about that or a comment? Second premise, all healing is frequency. Now, Arthur and his wife in your congregation are working with Dr. Flick in pulsed electromagnetic frequency, PEMF. This is the scientific version of healing, but it's based on the same spiritual principles. The principle is that we're energy. We're beings of energy. We are inhabiting or we're operating the physical body. But everything has energy, and energy all has frequency. Again, buy that? So all healing is frequency. So I have two stones up here. It's not important for you to see them. I have a black stone and a white stone. The black stone has a certain frequency to it. The white stone has a certain frequency to it. Maybe I need this black stone frequency. Maybe that will help my healing. There's no mystique about crystal healing other than we're matching frequencies. So just for you to play with today and to take home, there are bowls of stones sitting at each end. If you'll each take a stone and pass it on, and the way you select your stone is you select it by what feels right to you, what feels healing to you. All healing is frequency. Any questions, comments about that? Why that's so important is if that we can buy that, we can get out of the medical model of making energy static. When I say I have this disease and I label it, I've made it static. I've taken this wave of energy and I've given it a certain frequency. And therefore, it's going to keep functioning at that frequency until I change my mind about it. Or until something in my environment changes the frequency. So this is fundamentally important in terms of healing. There was an author in the 60s named Thaddeus Golis, and he wrote a book called The Lazy Man's Guide to Enlightenment. And those of you that remember it, it's a thin little book. It's been in and out of publication, in and out of print since the 60s. It maybe has, maybe 40 pages to it. And Thaddeus basically said in this book, hey man, if you don't like where you're at, change your vibration. You change your vibration, you go higher in your frequency, and your life will change. And it's that simple. So all healing is frequency. Third premise, all healing is soul healing, S-O-U-L. All healing is soul healing. I believe that when we have a problem, a physical problem, It is our soul trying to get our attention. It is our soul reminding us what this lesson is about, what we came here to do in this life. And that doesn't mean we're going to ask our soul, heal us, and we're going to be healed. If we could, on all of this premise we're talking about, if we could simply say, heal me, and we were healed, and we had the energy to focus and shift, we could be. But most of us don't, and it's not that important to have that. Because what we live with is what we're supposed to be doing on our path. I do believe the soul intervenes sometimes. So sometimes soul says to us, I'm gonna watch you get this cold because I want you to slow down. I'd like you to spend a few days in bed so you will just slow down and back off and relax for a little bit so you'll understand what your path is. Sometimes soul speaks a little louder and it says, wow, man, you're way off your path. You're so off your path that I'm going to help you find your path again, and you really need to stop and slow down now. Beyond slowing down, you need to make a life change. You need to make a life shift. 30 years ago, I was a tenured associate professor at the Medical College of Georgia, and I was professional and busy and traveling the country, and took my comprehensive exams for my doctorate and sat there for a week of testing, smoking and drinking coffee and smoking and drinking coffee, and I ended up with a heart problem afterwards. I couldn't stop my heart from beating too fast because I was smoking and drinking coffee and smoking and drinking coffee. That kept going. That lesson kept going until finally I slowed down enough and looked at what was going on enough to talk with my soul, and my soul basically said, it's time for you to leave conventional medicine. So I resigned my tenure, I quit Medical College of Georgia, and I opened up Augusta, Georgia's first metaphysical center. Come to the present time in soul healing. In December, I had a big soul healing lesson again. And when the healing crisis becomes significant enough for you to stop everything, that again is where your soul is dealing. So what I ended up doing in December was quitting physical therapy, because see, I never gave up physical therapy, partly because I like it and I enjoy working with patients, but partly because the money is good and it's secure and it comes in and I know where I'm getting my paycheck. But what had happened is in the last few years, with dealing with my father, who recently passed but had dementia, and taking care of the store and working in physical therapy, I had gotten way off my path. So little was going on at the Labyrinth, little was going on at the store, little was going on at the website. I had gotten way off my path. So in December, I had enough of a soul experience that I stopped everything for 6 weeks. Didn't do anything, didn't come out of the house. And gradually began to listen to what my soul wants, which is an expansion, which is basically to get back on the path. And getting on the path for me means that now we have, we're building a pavilion at the Labyrinth Park that's going to be this marvelous screen room, earth bag pavilion, so we'll be able to offer activities and programs that will feel like you're outdoors, but you're going to be indoors. We're decking the whole thing out so you can go in a wheelchair or a scooter from the parking lot to the store, on a deck, down a ramp, into another deck, up a ramp, and into the pavilion. It's all going to be scooter and mobile device friendly. We're putting parking closer to the Labyrinth, as well as putting parking in the pasture so that people that like the outdoors can go over there. All of that, none of that would have been done if I hadn't had the experience in December. Because, you know, we keep doing what we're doing over and over again. So I think soul sometimes comes in and intervenes. The third thing on soul, all healing is soul healing, is sometimes soul comes in and says, do you want to leave now? Do you want to come home? It's okay. The experience I talked about 30 years ago and the one in December Was my soul saying that to me? I was given the choice. Do you want to leave now? It's okay. And then it's up to us in our manifest form to say either yes or no. And it's okay to say either one. And I'm not talking, and just to clarify, I'm not talking about suicide. I'm just talking about where the body is and what the body needs to do. So after 6 weeks in meditation and soul healing, I emerged and letting my hair grow out now. I think that healing is all three of those. I think that healing is self-healing. I believe that healing is frequency. And I believe that healing is a health crisis is the time that we disconnect and let our soul listen to our souls. And I think the listening to our souls is the prime reason for it. Have any questions about that? Or any comments?
What about when somebody develops Alzheimer's where they really don't have their mental faculties anymore? How does it work for someone like that?
My belief, and this is not a scientific belief or anything else, my belief is they are ready to go home, but their egos are so strong that it won't allow them at this time, or there's another lesson or two there they have to learn before the soul says ready, or a combination of those two things.
In my belief system, they also tend to stick around to give lessons.
Okay, good, good. When my father, who had dementia and things, was under hospice, and he had gone into basically a coma, he kept hanging on and on. And it finally dawned on me that I needed to go in, put my hand on him, and say, "Dad, it's okay to leave now. It's okay to leave." So there is a tying of that in also, of that being almost gone. But that's a healing. There's a wonderful book called by Stephen Levine called Healing Into Life and Death. And Stephen's book talks about how the healing, a total healing can occur and you still pass on. Okay. Cherokee story. Young brave goes out in the woods hunting. He shoots himself in the foot with an arrow. Have you heard this story? If you have, shoots himself in the foot with an arrow. First thing he does is he goes to the hospital and he gets the arrow removed. Next thing he does is he goes to the wise woman and he gets herbs and tinctures to heal the wound. And the third thing he does is he goes to the shaman to figure out why he shot himself in the foot with an arrow. And that's what we go through sometimes when we're really looking at a true healing. Not a symptom release, but a true healing. The other thing we go through, at least I do, and I have to share this, is this broad spread search for the right frequencies. Okay, so for example, on my daily to-do list, which gets discarded as soon as I write this down, but you got to understand that I'm like this, a little compulsive here. When I first realized I was in trouble physically, in December, I wrote down glyphs. I contacted Gene Logan, CBD oil, morning yoga exercises, yoga breathing, presence meditation, skin brushing and oil, Vasaka leaf powder, neonutrix support, colostrum, affirmations, A Course in Miracles, Myrrh method, Qigong body mind method, Qigong medicine, far infrared, plasma water. It wasn't plasma water, it was drink more water. PEP devices, multivitamins, Altrex, intermittent fasting, mindfulness meditation, tapping, EFT, playing guitar and singing, neck and jaw exercises, nano wand, journaling, reflexology, walk the dog outside, daily yoga, Oren meditation, standing dance, craniosacral therapy with Honor Woodard, self-healing tapes by Barry, salt pipe, vinegar, S-sound, 10-minute Pilates ring, microcurrents, COQ10. I had this all that I was going to check it off and I was going to do every day. That's kind of obsessive in terms of all healing and self-healing. But it was all healing. Was I had talked with my soul and I said, okay, I'm going to stay. And then I said, what next? Oh, I'll figure this out. And I made my list. When in actuality, all we need to do to heal is find the frequencies and the environments that allow us to breathe and relax and find release. And that may be in conventional medicine, it may be in alternative medicine, it may be with a friend. Any comments, questions on that? Any discussion?
How do you find the right frequency?
I do the shotgun search. I actually did everything on this list until I found which ones made me feel better. A physician once told me years and years ago that how you feel when you first wake up is your indicator of whether you're getting better or worse in anything. So what I was looking for is, did each morning, did I feel a little better or did I feel a little worse? And then I started teasing them down. So basically what I'm doing is, right now for the last couple of weeks, is some morning yoga, breathing exercises, morning Qigong, and colostrum, which we can talk about later. You know what? Y'all know what colostrum is? I gotta plug colostrum. Colostrum is the substance in mother's milk, in the initial mother's milk, that boosts the immune system, that brings the immune system to fully functioning in a baby. My generation were bottle fed. I mean, I don't know that I ever had mother's milk. And there's a notion that that immune system was never fully functioning because it never got that the substance. Well, it turns out that colostrum in the milk of a cow is the same as the colostrum in the milk of humans. And you have to be careful where you buy it, because you want to buy colostrum. It comes in pill form. You want to buy it from cows that are not hormonal, that are organic. I buy it from a company that has cows in New Zealand that aren't grazing on any grass that has ever had anything added to it. You hear about it. But in all the different things I ever take, when I go back to colostrum, it is the one that helps me the most, because it boosts the immune system. And if the immune system is fully functioning, any dis-ease, it has the right frequency to help dis-ease. Now, the key thing I'm in here to think about is, it's belief. I believe in colostrum. Therefore, it's got the right frequency for me. It doesn't matter whether that's colostrum or a pill prescribed by a physician. If the belief is there, the frequency is also going to be there to support the healing. So you can't go wrong. There's nothing good or bad about taking anything external or doing anything external. But ultimately, self-healing isn't about doing anything external at all. It occurred to Pooh and Piglet that they hadn't heard from Eeyore for several days. You all understand, no, Pooh, 500 Acre Wood, Piglet? So they put their hats on and coats on and trotted to 100 Acre Wood to Eeyore's stick house. Inside the house was Eeyore. "Hello, Eeyore," said Pooh. "Hello, Pooh. Hello, Piglet," said Eeyore in a glum-sounding voice. "We just thought we'd check in on you," said Piglet, "because we hadn't heard from you, and so we wanted to know if you were okay." Eeyore was silent for a moment. "Am I okay?" he asked eventually. "Well, I don't know. To be honest, are any of us really okay?" "That's what I asked myself. All I can tell you, Pooh and Piglet, is that right now, I feel really rather sad and alone and not much fun. Which is why I haven't bothered you. Because you wouldn't want to waste your time hanging out with someone who is sad and alone and not much fun to be around at all, now would you?" Pooh looked at Piglet and Piglet looked at Pooh, and they both sat down, one on either side of Eeyore, in his stick house. Eeyore looked at them in surprise. "What are you doing?" "We're sitting here with you," said Pooh, "because we are your friends, and true friends don't care if someone is feeling sad or alone or not much fun to be around at all. True friends are there for you anyway, and so here we are." "Oh," said Eeyore, "oh," and the three of them sat there in silence while Pooh and Piglet said nothing at all. And somehow, almost imperceptibly, Eeyore started to feel a tiny bit better, because Pooh and Piglet were there, no more, no less. That's healing. That's true healing. And it doesn't require friends, though friends are nice. Last Monday, in doing all this kind of stuff I've been doing, I woke up Monday, I didn't feel good, and I stayed in bed the whole day. And I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. And Tuesday, I felt better than I had in months. Sometimes we do all this stuff, and then we do nothing. We release to that spirit, that energy, that frequency. We raise our vibrations by our release. So what I'd like to do just for a couple minutes is play you one song, and during that song, I'd like you to do that release. Don't judge anything. Don't think about anything. Just sit here for just a minute and release. If you'd like, you can hold yourself or put your hands on your thighs to give yourself that feeling of release. If you're sitting next to somebody and you want to reach your hand over to them to be a Pooh or a Piglet with next to somebody, you can do that. Got it? I've got it.
Oh, you've got a speaker there. Okay.
I do. So get yourself comfortable. Love yourself. Expansion in love. Expansion in love is an action. Now that I've done the thing, let's try this again. Expansion in love is an action that is available to every being in the universe all the time. A willing awareness will take us to heaven. A loving attitude will make us free. Nothing else controls our fate. Good or bad behavior is secondary. Whatever you are doing, love yourself for doing it. Whatever you are thinking, love yourself for thinking it. Love is the only dimension that needs to be changed. If you are not sure how it feels to be loving, love yourself for not being sure how it feels. There is nothing on earth more important than the love which conscious beings feel towards each other, whether or not it is ever expressed. And if you feel so inclined, repeat after me. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May all beings be well. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. May all beings be happy. And so we let it be. Thank you all.